How long they ran, she didn't know, but when Chadwick stopped short, Gemma slammed into his back.
"What are you doing?"
she exclaimed, panting.
"Shh," he said. "I think we found their nest."
She leaned around him.
"How can you tell?"
"There's another stoneworm straight ahead," Chadwick whispered. "Looks like there's a row of them."
Gemma lifted her whip higher. They'd come to stop inside a large cavern. In the dim light, she saw a row of four tunnels. Each one had a stoneworm parked in it, like a series of locomotives in a train yard garage. Two dim lights shone on the craggy face of each one. Besides the beaky bit, they looked like giant worms made of rock. It was easy to see where the name originated.
Where did this come from?
They made all their tunnels over the course of thousands of years.
Incredible,
she whispered. Then she turned to Chadwick.
Where do you think the nest is?
Behind them. We have to get one to move out of the way so we can get in. I'm sure you'll be great at it.
What?
She shrieked.
They'll chase anything that trespasses in their tunnels.
She turned to him.
That means us?
She pointed to her own chest.
Me? That means me? I thought I had to collect the book.
His mouth twisted.
That's true.
He drew out the last word.
But we have to get to the other side of the beast. In the book, the void is at the center of the convergence of stoneworms, with tunnels coming out from the center.
Gemma frowned.
So where is this void box? Do you know what it came from? I don't think I've ever heard about its origins anywhere.
Some suspect it's an empty eggshell from the hatching of a stoneworm, and that's why it's kept at the center of the nest. But we don't really know for sure. Once you stuff something in there, it doesn't come out. That's all we know.